Barry Glendenning's the deputy sports editor of The Guardian. I have no idea why he's doing this. He has a day off, and he's agreed to come on my show. I'm flattered, but Barry, a day off in the middle of the biggest, maybe the biggest story of the century. I would just go to the bar and turn the cell phone off.
Yeah, well, I had a feeling I might hear from you today, Jeff. You only ever call me when there's big news. You never ring for just a chat or anything.
I never ring to ask how Sunderland's doing.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, that's a story for another day when you've an hour to spare.
is this a surprise in any way?
I don't think it's a surprise that he's been sacked. I think it's possibly a surprise that he's been sacked today. And the manner in which Manchester United went about sacking him is surprising, because they seem to have done it in a very underhand and duplicitous way. There's obviously a leak from a very high level at the club yesterday afternoon. So David Moyes, I believe, found out he was going to be fired by reading about it on the internet, which, however bad a job he has done, and he hasn't done a very good one, is not a very pleasant way to find out you're losing such a high-profile job. And it wasn't confirmed then until this morning here in the UK, which meant he was sort of left over a barrel for 16 hours, not actually knowing what his future was.
Barry Glendenning's a deputy sports editor of The Guardian. He joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Barry, there are people who will say that this... I mean, obviously, David Moyes was hired at the suggestion, if you want to call it suggestion, of Sir Alex Ferguson. But there are people, and I've gone back and I've done some reading, there are people who say that his very first move when he came in and sort of changed over the backroom staff, especially Mike Phelan and Rennie Muhlenstein, that was, you know, the first sign that perhaps David Moyes wasn't exactly, I mean, he was his own man, I guess, is what I'm saying. And that can be good in some ways, but I'm not certain that that's the way you go about establishing yourself as being your own man when you look at a team that's just won a league championship and you've come in and basically said, well, I'm going to bring the guys from my little club over here that's never really won squat, and I'm going to replace all these guys that you have.
Yeah, that was a strange decision, but I presume he wanted to stamp his mark and not have any of the old ghosts hanging around looking over his shoulder. It was probably a mistake with hindsight, but I'd imagine at the time he thought he was doing the right thing. I mean, I think the very first thing that suggested he was in over his head was that he described when he was summoned to Alex Ferguson's house and told he was going to be the next Everton manager. He said that all the blood drained from my face, and he was embarrassed that he was wearing jeans, which, you know, he was clearly quite shocked, and that suggests that he was afraid to be taking on this huge responsibility. So to then go into the club and get rid of everyone who knew how things operated, and that, it did seem rather odd, but I presume he thought he knew what he was doing at the time and had faith in the backroom staff who'd served him quite well at Everton.
You know, a skeptic, Barry, would look at this and say that a couple of things. One of them, Sir Alex Ferguson knew that it was time to step back because he took a look at this team, knew that they were getting up there in years, especially, and knew he had a lot of issues in the midfield and in the back line. And essentially that David Moyes was almost set up for failure here, because this team, as much money as Manchester United has and as much of a reputation they have and as much as they have a pedigree, just was not a very good team in terms of the level of talent.
Well, Jeff, I heard some of your discussion about basketball referees, so I know you're not a skeptical or cynical man. I think you just have to be a realist to know that this team was aging, getting on in years. But they did win the league last year by 12 points, so, and it's much the same players with a couple of additions. And so for them to have declined so much is probably remarkable. I don't think anyone was particularly expecting David Moyes to challenge for the title this season, but they were probably expecting him to possibly win one of the cups and definitely qualify for next season's Champions League. He's not going to win anything, or the team he's been in charge of isn't going to win anything, and they're not going to qualify for the Champions League. He's fallen down in every department and failed to meet all his targets. I mean, some of the stats are remarkable. The United have scored 56 goals in the league this season compared to 86 this time last season. They've lost home and away against Liverpool and Everton for the first time ever in a season. They're going to get their lowest tally of points in the Premier League era. They've lost to Newcastle for the first time since 1972. The record against the six sides above them in the league is 1-12. I could go on and on and on, but his record is awful. But I do think, Jeff, that it's very unfair that he should be shouldering all the blame, because the Glazers, who own the club, have to take some responsibility. They've mortgaged it up to the yin-yang and are taking hundreds of millions out of it. The players have, almost to a man, with one or two exceptions, David De Gea, the goalkeeper, being one of them, have underperformed and not been very supportive of the manager. I feel for the bloke, but he hasn't cut the mustard.
Barry, where does Man U go from here? You know, you hear the sort of the trendy names, the Jurgen Klopps, the Diego Simeone, Louis van Gaal. Other people are saying, well, you sort of bring a caretaker in, and essentially I think what they're saying is you wait until Jose Mourinho gets bored at Chelsea and comes there. What do you think Man U does here?
It's difficult to know. I mean, Ryan Giggs has been placed in charge for the time being, and he has 4 games against Norwich City, my own Sunderland, Hull City and Southampton. And, you know, they're all winnable games. But even if they do win all those games, it would be a massive, massive risk to put a man with no management experience in charge of the club. I mean, I do know that Ryan Giggs is studying for his UEFA Pro licence, which is the qualification you need to manage in the Premier League. And I would say in time he will be a very good manager and definitely someday will manage Manchester United, but I think now is too soon for him. It'll be too much of a gamble. Louis van Gaal has been talked about. He's currently the manager of the Netherlands, but he won't be available till after the World Cup, by which time it might be a bit too late in terms of buying in players, because Manchester United, they need a lot of new players. They need an entire defensive line. They need midfielders. They really do need to spend money. Jurgen Klopp has, I believe, said he doesn't want the job. He's happy where he is at Borussia Dortmund. I would think, should Jose Mourinho make it known to Manchester United that he would be interested in taking the job, I'd say they would probably make strides to give it to him, because he has pedigree, obviously. He's won a lot of trophies. I don't think he's particularly happy at Chelsea at the moment. And Manchester United could have given him the job when Alex Ferguson retired, but decided against it on the grounds that they didn't think he had the right attitude to manage Manchester United. But, you know, he gets in as many touchline spats and arguments with journalists and has embarks on the same bully boy crusades as Ferguson did. So they're not that dissimilar.
Barry, it was good of you to do this. I want you to go and enjoy your off day right now.
I might go and have a drink, Jeff. Thanks. I'll send you the bill.
Absolutely. Go have a drink or 10. Take care.
Bye.